So as it relates to raid of today's daf, to go back to the beginning of the daf, which was really a continuation of the end of yesterday's daf, and that is Shmoyne Esrei. So really, the story of Shmoyne Esrei is told in Masechtas Megillah. And for following the paper trail, it really came up very much Derech Agav. We're learning the second parak of Masechtas Megillah. The name of the parak is Hakoyro L'Mafreya. The halach of the Mishnah was Akiras and Megillah L'Mafreya Lo Yatzah. The Gemara brought a price so that this idea of Akiras L'Mafreya Lo Yatzah is not exclusive to Megillah. V'chein b'halal, v'chein b'kriya shema, u'betfilah. So we mentioned that if somebody would say Shmoyne Esrei L'Mafreya Lo Yatzah, so the Gemara told us the whole story, tefilah minalan. And the Gemara said that, number one, you have to know the history of Shmoyne Esrei. Who was the author of Shmoyne Esrei? 120 skenim, u'mehem kam nevim, tiknu Shmoyne Esrei, brachis ala seder. These 120 skenim ubehem kamenavim were also known as the Anshe Knes Agdaila. Many, many years later, it was forgotten. And then Shimon HaPakuli, Shimon the cotton merchant, he, in Yavne, in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel, he was Chazav Yostam. He was the one that reinstated it. Zachal HaTayv, he brought Shmoyne Esrei back. But either way, the Gemara told the story of Shmoyne Esrei, all the brachas, why these brachas, and why we do them in that particular Seder. The truth is, there's a very, very interesting rest of the story to Shmoyne Esrei, and it's mentioned in the Rambam, in his Yad Chazakah, right at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah. And I think it's worth just going through a little bit of L'shoynoi Hazov Shal HaRambam HaGodol, right in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam opens Hilchas Tefillah as follows. Mitzvah Saseh L'spala B'chol Yoyim. There's a mitzvah Saseh D'Iraisa, this is the Rambam Shita, to daven every day. Shenemar Va'avadetem Es Hashem Aleikeichem. Okay, what does that do with tefillah? Mipi Hashmua Omru says the Rambam, we have a Messiah, She'avoydazu hi tefillah. That when it says va'avadetem, what it means is tefillah. I'm skipping. The ein minyan ha'tefillah is menatayra. Says the Rambam, the minyan ha'tefillah is the amount of tefillah that a person has to daven is not menatayra. The ein letefillah zman kavua menatayra. Additionally, there's no zman, there's no specific time midai raisa of when you have to daven. Says the Rambam, very gishmak, ulefichach noshim va'avodim chayavim betefillah. It's for that reason, women and avadim, it's a mishnah in the third parak of Masechtas Brachos, achayiv in tefillah lefishi mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman garama, because it's a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman garama. Ella says the Rambam chiyiv mitzvah zukachu. So what is the mitzvah they rise to daven? So the Rambam lays it out. Shei odam mispalot umeschanim b'chol yoyim. A person should daven every day. Umagid shvachish al kodesh baruchu. He should praise al kodesh baruchu. Va'achakach, after he praises al kodesh baruchu, shayol tzrachin shu tzara. He should ask Hashem anything that he needs. Bevakasha ubetchina. He should ask it with humility. Va'achakach, and afterwards, nois and shvach v'idol Hashem, he should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al hatova sheshpi aloi for all the good that he's given him in his life. Kol echad ve'echad kefi koicha. And every person should do to the best of his ability. And the Rambam continues. Im ha'yorogol mar bebetchina v'akasha. If he knows how, oy bezakener, then he should do more. Let's say he doesn't have a koyach hadibur. Medaber kifi yachloi. He should do whatever he could. Ubechol eisha yirtz, and he could do whenever he wants. Says the Rambam, do it however, whenever. The point is, every day daven, and the tefillah should be in the seder. First, give shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu whatever it is you want, and then thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give hayda. Says the Rambam, this is the way it was from the time that the Torah was given until the Yidden went to Galus. Halacha Dalet, Kivin Shagol Yisrael B'mei Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. As soon as the Yidden went to Galus in the times of Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, Nisarvu B'paras V'yavan V'sharu Umais, the Yidden for the first time assimilated on a very, very large scale amongst the Persians and the Greeks, etc. V'nodulem Bonim Ba'artes Agoyim. And they started having children in these foreign lands. V'oisen Abonim, these children, Nispabul Asfasam. Their language wasn't so clear. V'oisen Asfas Kol Echad Ve'echad Me'ureves Milashoy Nisarbe. And people spoke a combination of a whole bunch of different languages. V'kimachayim medaber, ene yochel medaber kol tzarche b'loshen achas. Ela b'shibush. Either way, says the Rambam, people couldn't speak Lashon Kodesh very clearly anymore. Umepneze, because people couldn't speak Lashon Kodesh, k'shoyeecha mehem espalo, if somebody tried davening, tiktsa l'shoyne l'shol chafatzav, he was limited in his ability to daven. Oy lahagit shmecha Kodesh Baruch Hu, or to praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'lashon HaKodesh, ad she'arivim l'shoyne sacheres, without mixing in other languages, because people became less fluent in Lashon Kodesh. V'kivan shira Ezra Beis Dinoi kach, so says the Rambam, when Ezra Beis Dinoi saw this, amdu, they got up, v'tiknu lehem shmoyne esrei brachis ala seder, they were mesakein the shmoyne esrei, sholish rishoynoi shvach, sholish achroynoi hayda, them tzois, you have shelos Adam, and this is what you're supposed to do. And what was the reason for this? So like this, there'll be a script that everybody can read from. The point is that once upon a time, people were able to express themselves well in Lashon Kodesh. And as a result, we were able to trust people. Just get up and daven. But then there came a time when people didn't speak Lashon Kodesh anymore. And because of that, if you were going to tell a person, wake up in the morning and say something nice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then ask for something, and then give Hayda, and say a Lashon Kodesh, you won't be able to do it. People were too weak in their language skills. And as a result, it wasn't hard. English? Yeah, maybe. In some other language? Ulai. Oh, but Lashon Kodesh, it was going to be command impossible. And it was going to end up being a concoction of a whole bunch of different languages. Nishtazai Retman Sabashafer. And it wasn't okay. So what the Anshik Nes Sagdoyla did, the Rambam says, it was Ezra Beis Dinoi. They got up and they instituted, they gave us a format. They said, this is what you do. You do it 3 times a day. And like this, all you have to do is study it, memorize it. You'll have a siddur where it's going to be printed. And every single person, doesn't matter who you are, what your communication skills are, you will be able to go ahead now and you'll be able to daven. And then the Rambam says, they double down on this. They were masakin that the minyan atfilos should be like the karbonos. And they said, okay, what would the karbonos do? With 2 primary karbonos every day. You had the Tamid Shal Shachar in the morning. You had the Tamid Shal Bein Abayim in the afternoon. Let's be Masakin Shachar in the morning. Mincha in the afternoon. And then at night, you had all the Haktaras Seymurim going on. Okay, very nice. So at night, what are we going to do? We're going to daven Ma'ariv. And he goes on and on and on. Again, L'shoynoi Hazav Shal HaRambam, where the Rambam gives us the history of Tefillah. So again, we learned the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, there were 120 Skenim, Umehem Kamenavim, also known as the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. They were the ones that instituted it. What happened before then? Before that, everybody would daven kefi tzachas l'shoinei. Everybody would do kefi achaltai, whatever he was able to do. Everybody would do it when they wanted, how they wanted. There was no shachris, there was no mincha, there was no ma'ariv. It was a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman gerom. You could do it however, whenever you want. The only thing that there was a kpeid on was the format. Shvach, Bakasha and Hoida. That's the only thing. But other than that, you could do it really however you want to do it. But what happened was, it came a time where it was going to just be too difficult. And therefore, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah felt they had to intervene, and they did. And they came in and they were mesaken what we know today as the Shmoyne Esrei.